DRS Publication Number 24-01, The Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services Annual Report, 2023. DRS's State Impact. Total number of individuals served by DRS in state fiscal year 2023, 96,178. Vocational Rehabilitation and Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired cases served by staff in SFY 2023, 13,363. Annual average earnings in SFY 2023 of clients who received VR and SPVI services, $28,414. Annual average taxes paid in SFY 2023 by clients who received VR and SPVI services based on 15% tax rate, $4,262. Benefits cases completed by Disability Determination Services in FFY 2023, estimated as of September 5, 2023, 55,489. Number of patrons for State's Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in SFY 2023, 4,962. Total participants in transition and pre-employment services, 6,009. Participants in Oklahoma School for the Deaf's online ASL classes in 2022 to 2023 school year, 428,551 from outside the state or country, 452,934. One in six Oklahomans with disabilities have been served. Clients by disability, blind and visually impaired, 10%, cognitive, 30.1%, psychological, psychosocial, 30.5%, physical, 21.7%, auditory, communicative, 7.6%. Page 3. Federal funding impact. Federal funds that match state funds used to serve VR and SPVI clients, $4 to $1. $13,180, this is the average cost of services per employed VR and SPVI client. The federal government pays 78.7% of that, with the state paying the remaining 21.3%. DRS services save taxpayers $7 for every dollar that would have been paid out in benefits over the lifetime of a worker who gets off SPVI benefits. DRS reimbursed for helping clients leave social welfare programs behind. DRS is fully reimbursed by the federal government for all case costs for any client who was previously reliant on Supplemental Security Income or Social Security Disability Insurance. The reimbursement comes when Social Security determines the client has met all its substantial gainful activity earnings level. In 2023, that means a person must make $1,470 per month if they are receiving benefits for a disability other than blindness or visual impairment, and $2,460 if their disability benefit is due to being blind or visually impaired. SSA reimburses DRS's VR the entire cost of the case, plus a monthly administrative stipend for the months the case was open. SSA has determined that this is a good investment because they estimate that taxpayers save $7 in return for every dollar they reimburse VR. This is determined based on what the individual would have received over a lifetime of disability benefits. Oklahoma is among the top performing states when it comes to successfully helping people trade a life of disability benefits for a lifetime of quality employment. During federal fiscal year 2023, DRS received nearly $3.1 million in reimbursement when 283 Oklahomans traded staying at home for returning to work. Agency structure: Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services, Vocational Rehabilitation, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Executive Division, Management Services, Financial Services, Oklahoma School for the Blind, Oklahoma School for Deaf, Disability Determination Services. Page 4. DRS Leadership. Commission Chairman Jace Wolf. Jace Wolf is the former Director of Audiology and Research at the Hearts for Hearing Foundation in Oklahoma City. He stepped down from the Commission for Rehabilitation Services in early 2023 after accepting the position of Senior President of Innovation at the Oberkotter Foundation in Philadelphia. The foundation helps families ensure their children who are deaf or hard of hearing have opportunities to reach their full potential through listening and spoken language. Wolf had served on the commission since July 2018. Wolf has authored and co-authored numerous textbooks, publications, and articles in professional journals. He has also presented at state, national, and international conferences. Commissioner Wes Hilliard. Wes Hilliard is a banker and former Oklahoma State Representative. Oklahoma House of Representatives Speaker Charles McCall, a Republican from Atoka, appointed Hilliard to the Commission for Rehabilitation Services, which oversees the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services. Hilliard became president of Vision Bank in Sulphur in 2023. Prior to that, he was community bank president at Simmons Bank in Davis. He served in the Oklahoma House of Representatives from 2004 to 2012. He has a bachelor's degree in political science from Oklahoma State University and a master's in education from East Central University in Ada. Hilliard has three children, Weston, Jackson, and Blake. Commissioner Theresa Flannery. Theresa Flannery of Mustang was appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt to serve as a member of the Commission for Rehabilitation Services. Flannery is a senior director for social services at Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Prior to that, she worked closely with DRS for 20 years when she was Community Resources and Compliance Director at Dale Rogers Training Center in Oklahoma City. Flannery has received numerous awards for her work to help employ people with disabilities. She earned a bachelor's degree in psychology from Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford. She and her husband, Todd, have two grown children, Samantha and Nicholas. Executive Director Melinda Front. Melinda Front was named Executive Director of the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in 2018. Her past positions with DRS included Chief of Staff, Executive Level Project Coordinator, and Program Manager of the Oklahoma Rehabilitation Council. Front grew up the youngest of six children on a family farm in Choteau in eastern Oklahoma and continues to farm and ranch with her husband Paul in Guthrie, where they have a cow-calf and stocker operation, as well as diversified crops production. Front holds both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in agriculture education from Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. Page 5. Financial breakdown. Funding leveraged to provide clients a wide spectrum of services. Working to ensure Oklahomans with disabilities reach employment goals and pursue lives of independence, staff of Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services leverages state and federal resources to make those goals attainable. The majority of funding for the Vocational Rehabilitation and Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired is eligible for a federal-state match of 78.7% /21.3%. The Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is state-funded. The majority of funding for Oklahoma School for the Blind and the Oklahoma School for the Deaf is state appropriations. Other key OSD funding comes from the Equipment Distribution Program, which provides telecommunications and other equipment to deaf, hard of hearing, deaf-blind, and severely speech-impaired individuals. In support services, DRS utilizes an indirect cost rate as the standardized method for individual programs to pay a fair share of support service, general administrative costs. Statistical information is based on state fiscal year 2023. Basic support, 21.3% state funds, 78.7% federal funds. State fiscal year 2023 expenditures. VR, SBVI, state, $14,179,000. Federal, $38,099,000. Interagency, $294,000. Other, $286,000. Total VR, SBVI expenditures, $52,858,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind. State, $7,590,000. Federal, $22,000. Interagency, $772,000. Other, $60,000. Total, Oklahoma School for the Blind expenditures, $8,444,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf. State, $13,417,000. Federal, $0. Interagency, $782,000. Other, $322,000. Total, Oklahoma School for the Deaf expenditures, $14,521,000. Disability determination. State, $634,000. Federal, $43,453,000. Interagency, $0. Other, $0. Total, disability determination expenditures, $44,087,000. Support services. State, $2,880,000. Federal, $6,488,000. Interagency, $0. Other, $5,000. Support services expenditures total, $9,373,000. Page 6. Vocational Rehabilitation. Building the Workforce. VR staff helps Oklahomans become independent, employed. DRS's vocational rehabilitation staff makes it possible for Oklahomans with disabilities to live independently and pursue economic freedom through work. The VR staff offers employment services for people with any disability except blindness or visual impairments. Vocational rehabilitation staff use a range of tools that empower the clients, including in-person counseling, testing, and online tools when necessary, to see that each client is on a path to start or return to work. DRS staff remove any barriers to employment for each client. Oklahomans with disabilities can become Oklahoma taxpayers, strengthening the state workforce. DRS's staff guides and counsels clients on employment goals and networks with employers on behalf of people with disabilities. Staff can also assist employers in training the employees and advise on workplace accommodations if needed. Clients achieving their dreams of living independently and pursuing a career is possible because of DRS service that include career counseling, vocational education and training, and medical services, if it is determined it will help a client find employment. They may also receive assistance technology, job placement, and coaching. VR by the numbers, 12,195. Vocational rehabilitation cases, served in state fiscal year 2023. 3,909 program applications made for VR services in SFY 2023. 1,884 client employment plans completed. 946 DRS client employment outcome achieved. $28,325 average yearly earning of clients after receiving VR services. $4,249 average yearly taxes paid by clients based on 15% tax rate. Page 7. Building Lives, Building Workforce. Ambition-led, Woodward Mann knew education was key. Doctors told Corbin Bauer's parents their 16-month-old son would never walk again after being diagnosed with transverse myelitis. The spinal cord disease, which affected him from the neck down, would leave Bauer's dependent on a wheelchair. However, the diagnosis would not dampen Bauer's dreams of a life of independence, and he and his family would seek help from the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services to make those hopes a reality. I had a fellow student in high school whose mom was a counselor at the local VOTEC, Amber Riley's Bauer said. Riley told my parents about DRS. We contacted DRS and got an appointment. We did an in-person appointment. DRS provided Bowers a variety of services, including directing him to groups that could offer him highly adapted vehicles, which would allow him to realize an independence that he lacked before. Being able to not rely on my parents or somebody else to get me from home to work has been a tremendous thing, especially the social freedom aspect, because I can go and see friends, he said. The vehicles, along with financial assistance and a provided laptop, would allow Bowers to attend college at Northwestern Oklahoma State University in Woodward, where he earned a bachelor's degree in social work. DRS also made it possible for him to earn his master's degree in social work online from the University of Oklahoma. For me, college was always the answer because my physical disability did not allow me to go work a physical job, Bauer said. I had more ambitions than just having a desk job. Bowers, who is now 26, has worked at Northwest Domestic Crisis Services in Woodward for 3 years. After he was hired in his current job, DRS helped modify doors at his workplace to allow his wheelchair to pass through and modified a bathroom at the shelter to make it possible for him to use it. My job, for the most part, is to do domestic violence education classes with clients, he said. They come in, we work through a safety plan, we talk about red flags in a relationship. We also work with victims on how to cope with everything they have been through. He is also working toward becoming a counselor for his agency. Counseling is a little different from the regular advocate role because you meet with clients regularly and try to do therapeutic interventions, Bowers said. It is a little bit more intensive. It is counseling, specifically for domestic violence, and we won't have to refer clients out to other agencies for services, making it an easier experience for the client. Bowers said DRS made it possible to realize his dreams and become an Oklahoma taxpayer. DRS has been an incredible help, and I refer people to them all the time because of the potential services they could receive, he said. Bowers lived at home with his parents before receiving DRS assistance and received $500 a month from the government for his disability. Now I am making $15 an hour here, and I am able to afford my own car payment, he said. Now I pay my own insurance and my own truck payment. I help with groceries and buy my own medical supplies. I can keep this job because of the skills I have now. Page 8. Building Lives, Building Workforce. Out of the darkness, DRS support offered paths to bright future. Susan Sanchez graduated a year early from Mangum High School, but struggles with her mental health would lead her to drop out of college. Years later, encouragement from a DRS counselor would open a door to helping her build a future. "I have bipolar disorder with depressive symptoms," Sanchez said. "That is what I had for a long time. I was diagnosed in high school. I ended up with anxiety." She said in her darkest moments after graduating in 1997, Sanchez was non-communicative, hearing voices, and often having hundreds of nightmares on the nights when she was able to sleep. "There were many nights when I was awake all night," she said. "I went to the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance meetings. My mother drove me, and my parents were big on my resources. I was privileged in the fact that they cared." Her journey led her to seek medical care, which at one point had her taking 4 different medications daily, including lithium. Sanchez began to see some light in her future by receiving the care she needed, as well as setting and achieving small obtainable goals for herself, like building confidence in driving a car. "I had not spoken many words in years," she said. "When I had that full conversation with my sister, she cried because I had not had a full conversation with her in many years." She reduced her dependence on the medications and now only takes 1 medication at a dosage that is a quarter of what it used to be. In 2013, vocal rehabilitation specialist Laura Prater reached out to Sanchez to see if she was ready to return to college. Sanchez had sought DRS services while in school, but had become disconnected from the agency as her mental health woes mounted. "I was actually doing really well," she said. "I basically had remembered my faith, my church. I was giving back. I had become very mentally healthy, and I was thinking it was time for me to move up and find a job that I would like to do and was meaningful to me." Sanchez found needed encouragement and empowerment from Prater. "All of the support made me feel safe," she said. "It was the right time for me to be doing it. My confidence was increased by the support of DRS. It affected my family and everybody else because they were like, 'I am so thankful they, DRS, are helping you, because we wouldn't be able to.'" Sanchez began attending Mid-American Christian University, where she earned her bachelor's degree in behavioral sciences. She is now attending Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford, working toward a master's degree in licensed professional counseling. She is also working alongside Prater at DRS Altus office as a vocational rehabilitation counselor. Sanchez said she wants to one day earn a doctorate degree and work as a part-time college professor. "She, Prater, knew I wanted to go to college, so she didn't close my case," Sanchez said. "She said, 'Let's achieve your goals.' She gave me a lot of encouragement." Sanchez now helps other Oklahomans achieve their dreams of a career and an independent life. "I tell them, DRS clients, I have mental health resources that I can offer them," she said. "If they are stable and ready, I hope they will be able to advocate for themselves." DRS evaluations and testing make it possible for clients to learn what their strengths are and where in the workforce they can be most productive. "I love my job," Sanchez said. "I feel so free. I feel like I can make a difference here. The people I work with are gaining jobs that they love as much as I love mine. When they get a job, it feels meaningful." Page 9. Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. SBVI staff helps guide Oklahomans on path to independent life, career. Oklahomans who are blind or visually impaired can live independently and pursue fulfilling careers with assistance from DRS's Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. SBVI staff assist Oklahomans in achieving their dreams through a spectrum of services, including career counseling, vocational education and training, medical services required to become employable, and assistive technology geared to their specific needs and job placement. Oklahomans are eligible for the vocational rehabilitation services if their disability makes it difficult to work. They must be able to benefit from vocational rehabilitation services that prepare clients for employment. Legal blindness occurs when visual acuity with best correction is 20/200 or less, or when side vision results in a field restriction of 20 degrees or less. Individuals who are eligible for services through SBVI must be blind or visually impaired, but might also have additional disabilities as well. Many clients receive living skills training that allows them to navigate through their environments, operate computers, manage money, and much more. Empowered with these skills, people who are blind or visually impaired are ready to compete in the workplace and enjoy independence. SBVI by the numbers. 1,168 SBVI cases served in state fiscal year 2023. 351 SBVI applications for services taken by staff. 235 client employment plans completed. 109 DRS client employment outcomes achieved. $29,186 average yearly earnings of clients after receiving SBVI services. $4,378 the average yearly taxes paid by clients based on a 15% tax rate. Page 10. Building lives, building workforce. Career harmony. Man built life after fellow singer took note. A fellow singer saw potential in Larry Duffy, calling him one day to say he wanted to pick him up and give him a few tests. Reviewing the results, Jerry Gunke, a former vocational rehabilitation staff member, told Duffy, "Larry, we need to get you into school. You have too much to offer to be working on an hourly wage basis." Duffy, now 79, had been born with congenital cataracts, limiting his vision. "My dad was a smoker like many people were back then," Duffy said. "Mother would hand me a bottle, but I wouldn't reach for it. A baby will reach for things. My dad noticed that when he lit a match, my eyes would follow the match." His parents contacted their family doctor, who diagnosed the cataracts. The family turned to an Oklahoma City surgeon who was willing to do the surgery that was experimental for an infant. Back then, they used needles to go in and attempt to lift the cataracts off the eye, Duffy said. "Doctors told me it was like he left trash. I have been wearing glasses since I was 6 months old. I never really broke my glasses or did without them because I was so grateful that I could see." A few years later, Duffy was working at a funeral home in Altus, which had a company within it that built granite headstones for the Veterans Administration. They produced $25,000 a year. Duffy said it was a good job, but it only paid an hourly wage. He had a wife and two small children. "I was very fortunate that Vocational Rehab reached out to me at a time where I needed help and gave me the opportunity to get my education," he said. DRS's support made it possible for Duffy to earn an associate's degree in arts from WOSC and a bachelor's degree in music education and a master's degree in music from Southwestern Oklahoma State University. "They, DRS, were supportive all the way through my master's program," he said. His first job would be at Western Oklahoma State College in Altus, where he was tasked to build a music department. "My first job here at the college was to build the music department here," he said. "I was teaching vocal music, choir, and voice. But I also started a pep band for the basketball games." 2 decades later, he would move into development for the college before retiring 10 years ago. The school would ask him to return to help lead the school's foundation. "I thought it would be just a couple of years, but that was 2013, he said. "I work 3 days a week. My wife says I am down to 40 hours a week." Duffy was inducted into the Western Oklahoma State College Alumni Association Hall of Fame in April 2022 and Oklahoma Higher Education Hall of Fame in November 2022. "I've had a wonderful, wonderful career," he said. "I've had the opportunity to help a lot of students and be a part of their lives. But really, I look back at it, and it was that helping hand from DRS that provided funding for me to go back to school." Duffy recommends DRS to others because of the potential Gunkel saw in him and the services the agency was able to provide. SPVI Administrator Tracy Bingham said, "It is always incredible when one of our clients succeeds and thrives, but it's even more extraordinary when they can make their job a lifelong career. That's what SPVI aims for and wants for our clients." Page 11. VR and SPVI services build independence for clients. Business Services Program. DRS's Business Services Program works with businesses meeting their employment needs by providing qualified candidates for employment. BPS staff partners with businesses offering candidates who are loyal and committed to long-term employment. DRS may share job training costs, and the businesses may qualify for tax credits. The program staff works with workforce centers, chambers of commerce, other state and federal agencies, and nonprofit organizations to provide hiring benefits and disability consultations. Benefits to employers through BSP can include a variety of free training for business staff, support for job seekers with follow-up and evaluation of any accommodation needs, paid internships and paid work experiences, increased profits by having a workforce that better reflects the customer served and lowers cost through their commitment to the employer, orientation and mobility training. DRS's orientation and mobility specialists provide instruction to blind individuals in using white canes and other techniques for traveling independently in their communities. Deaf-blind services. An individual may be referred for deaf-blind services if he or she has both of the following: legal blindness or progressive visual disabilities that will result in legal blindness and severe to profound hearing loss or significant difficulties communicating in home or community settings. There are no age requirements for services. However, this program primarily serves adults. Deaf-blind services staff work closely with other DRS programs to ensure that Oklahomans with dual sensory loss have equal access to all services. Older blind. DRS's Older Blind Independent Living Program offers free independent living services to people who are 55 years old or older and legally blind. Rehabilitation teachers located in SBVI offices throughout the state provide one-on-one assistance to individuals adjusting to blindness and regaining or maintaining maximum independence. SBVI staff will help clients learn to use their phones, sign their names, cook, identify money, tell time, match clothing, and other skills to become or remain independent in their homes and/or communities. Business Enterprise Program. Oklahomans who are blind or visually impaired can move toward a new independent life with the assistance of a DRS program offering them the chance to own their own businesses. Through the federally enacted Randolph-Shepard Act of 1936 and Oklahoma State Statute Title VII, SBVI operates the Business Enterprise Program. BEP's mission is to provide employment opportunities for people who at least are legally blind with best correction by establishing food service operations across the state. These operations may consist of vending machine routes, cafeterias, or a variety of different types of snack bars. To accomplish this, the BEP aids entrepreneurs by providing extensive business training, licensing business owners, locating and equipping locations, securing initial inventory, and offering ongoing business consultation services. BEP entrepreneurs are educated in food safety, hospitality, marketing, and business management. A portion of each business's proceeds is paid to DRS for the licensed vendor's retirement and insurance costs. Page 12. Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Library important partner in getting students needed educational materials. The library makes it possible for Oklahomans to connect to thousands of books and periodicals available in audio, recorded, and braille formats, all for free. The library provides services at no cost to eligible individuals with visual, physical, or reading disabilities. Patrons with internet access have the option of getting books and magazines in seconds by using our Braille and Audio Reading Download, or BARD, service. Other patrons get specially formatted audio cartridges and the player needed to read them through the mail. The cartridges typically contain multiple titles and are customized for each patron. Postage to and from the library is classified as free matter, so there is no charge at all for users. The library, through its AIM Center, provides Braille and large print textbooks and assistive devices for students with visual impairments in kindergarten through 12th grade and earlier developmental years, as long as funds are available to meet the requests. Staff prioritizes support for students with disabilities to make sure their needs are being met. For more information on all library services, go to the library's website at www.olbph.org. The library, which is operated by DRS's Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, is part of the Library of Congress's National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Oklahomans for Special Library Services is the library's friends group, supporting the work of the library. OLBPH by the numbers. 4,962 Oklahomans with disabilities who are patrons of the OLBPH. 1,412 books circulated by the library daily to OLBPH patrons. 6,763 books received weekly by library patrons. 1,078 children who are served through Accessible Instructional Material Center. 830 children with disabilities who are eligible for textbooks through AIM Center. $405,479 federal textbook funding for Oklahoma children with disabilities. Page 13. Transition and Pre-Employment Transition Services. Transition offers youth chance to gain skills, work experience. DRS's Transition and Pre-Employment Transition Service assists Oklahoma youth with disabilities to achieve their dreams of having a lifetime career and living independently. The services for these youth can include education, training, and work experience. Counselors for vocational rehabilitation and services for the blind and visually impaired make access to these services possible by working with the youth. DRS counselors work with high school students throughout the state. VR and SBVI programs provide career-focused preparation activities and services that are intended to help achieve community integration, independence, post-secondary education, and/or competitive integrated employment. These services assist youth and students with disabilities in a seamless transition from high school to a meaningful career path. Transition students may participate in pre-employment transition services without having to apply to VR or be determined eligible for services. Under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act, every student with a disability can participate in pre-employment transition services through VR, which can include job exploration, counseling, work readiness training, work-based learning experiences, post-secondary educational counseling, and self-advocacy training. Transition by the numbers. 6009. Participants in transition and pre-employment transition services. 3,339. Potentially eligible cases for pre-ETS in SFY 2023. 2,670. Total number of vocational rehabilitation cases in transition services. $6.527 million. Total expenditures for transition and pre-ETS program. Page 14. Building Lives, Building Workforce. Never Giving Up. Owosso Man Inspiring Others with Story of Perseverance. Will Lambley looked up at the scoreboard during a semifinal football game in December 2018, and instantly he knew something was wrong. The score was blurry. "Then I was running down the field on a punt, and the ball was in the air," Lambley said. "I looked up. I needed to try and find the ball so I can tackle someone, but I didn't know where the ball was." Lambley, who was then 16, ran to the sideline after the play. He could see the players, but it was harder to tell who was who. Days later, he was no longer able to drive or make out the faces of people around him. The eyesight changes led Lambley and his family on a six-month journey to try and find out what was going on. In May 2019, doctors at Johns Hopkins Community Physicians in Bethesda, Maryland, diagnosed him with Leber hereditary optic neuropathy. It is a rare disease inherited from a person's mother and causes the person to lose their eyesight, starting with painless blurriness. Eventually, the person may become legally blind. Lambley's love of football continued despite his blindness, and his coach, Brent Marley, at Rejoice Christian School in Owosso, met with him most every day. "He genuinely cared about me as a person," Lambley said. "One day I told him, 'Coach, I don't know how we are going to do this, but I still want to play football. Just being around the guys helped me so much.' He told me he was going to find a spot for me on the field." Lambley would move to nose guard on the defensive line, where he would line up across from the center. "My job every time I was out there was to knock over the center, making a lane for the linebackers," he said. "It was so much fun. It made me forget about what was going on, in a sense." Lambley learned of DRS Transition Services in February 2019, which would allow him to learn to live an independent life, navigate his community, and learn assistive technology that would allow him to continue his education. "We knew what was going on with my sight wasn't going to be solved with glasses," he said, adding surgery was also not coming to his rescue. DRS staff helped him learn to use JAWS software to use a computer. Job Access with Speech, or JAWS, is screen reader software developed for computer users whose vision loss prevents them from seeing screen content or using a mouse. JAWS provides speech and braille control for the most popular software applications and built-in features on a computer. JAWS was a new skill that came slowly because at first he found it difficult to use, he said. But with time and committing to learning two new letters of the alphabet each week, he slowly grew his confidence. Page 15. DRS staff also taught him how to use a white cane to get around, cook at home, get a laptop, and when it was time, helped him pay his university tuition. "They helped me learn job skills such as never being afraid to communicate, because communication has been one of the things that has really helped me," Lambley said. "Just being able to type again, I can now do it better than I could when I still had sight." Lambley is now 21 years old and a junior communications major at the University of Arkansas. He chose Arkansas because his parents had attended the school and because of one very important call. It was from Chad Morris, the former Arkansas head football coach. He gave me a call and was just so supportive, Lambly said. He told me he was there for me. He told me if I ever needed anything, he, his family, his staff, and the Razorback football team players would be there for me. That support led him to attend Razorback football practices, and several times he has been called upon to share his journey with players. They, coaches, often ask me to speak to incoming freshmen, sometimes the whole team. I love the relationships I have built with the guys, he said. It allows him a chance to be a perseverance role model. What people might look at as a disadvantage in my life, I am able to use as an advantage in my own life and help others by just being positive, Lambly said. He said people facing similar challenges should look to DRS for help. There were just so many resources I did not know were out there, Lambly said. DRS has helped me with technology and mobility. If it wasn't for DRS, I would not have known that stuff was there. Lambly is set to graduate in May 2025 and has a podcast with friends. The podcast is called Rise Above and is available on podcast services. Page 16. Oklahoma School for the Blind. Staff committed to maximizing OSB students' full potential. Staff of the Oklahoma School for the Blind is committed to delivering superior educational opportunities to students who are blind or visually impaired. The school serves students preschool age through 12th grade, and tuition is free. OSB students receive specialized educational programs in coordination with state-mandated educational requirements. Students develop independent living skills and receive specialized, accessible technology equipment to assist each student in developing their maximum potential. Students wishing to pursue music can join the OSB Jazz Band, which is recognized for setting a high bar for excellence. Specialized instruction includes Braille, orientation and mobility, optimum use of low-vision adaptive equipment, technology, and tactile graphic skills. These intensive specializations are not readily available at other public schools in the state. OSB by the numbers. 100% graduation rate for 2022-2023 school year. 86 students enrolled, day and residential, 13 students with multiple disabilities. 1-4 OSB teacher to student ratio. 1-4 direct care specialist to student ratio. 5,008 direct services from the school's outreach services. 130/401 outreach services to families /schools. Page 17. Building lives, building workforce. Real world skills. School brought normalcy to Jackson's life. Emily Jackson found herself shy and uncomfortable while attending public school in Tulsa. Jackson, 17, felt separated from other students because she is legally blind and has nystagmus, which causes her eyes to shake, often giving her headaches. Emily's mother learned about the Oklahoma School for the Blind in Muskogee. Halfway through her daughter's seventh grade year in 2019, the two traveled to the school to learn more. She began attending OSB soon afterwards. My old school would not give me the things I needed, Emily said. Like, I needed to be closer to the board. I needed things in large print. They wouldn't accommodate me. My mom hears about this school, and we were like, let's go see and find out if they will give me what I need. They would, so I came here. Emily has blossomed at OSB and serves as the school's cheerleading squad captain. When I was at my old school, I was really shy, she said. I was uncomfortable. I didn't know how to do a lot of things. The school, OSB, has helped me know how to live normally with my disability and how to advocate for myself. It helped me a lot in the real world. Emily stays at the school during the week, but goes home on Thursday and returns to OSB on Sunday. She has a weekend part-time job at Chewy's Tex-Mex restaurant in Tulsa. OSB staff provide Emily with direct interactions with teachers, along with all accommodations she needs to be a successful student and young adult. Here I get a lot more one-on-one time with teachers than I ever got in my public school, she said. At my public school, it was 20 students in a class. I didn't learn near as much because every other kid was also getting help. The OSB teachers are helpful in general, not just with what they are teaching, but with anything else I need. They are willing to help no matter what. At OSB, she has enjoyed the English classes she has taken, the jazz band she performs in as a keyboardist, and as a senior leading the cheer team. At a public school, I wouldn't be able to do cheer because my vision, sometimes it lags, she said. Here, everybody is able to do what they want. I think that one of my favorite parts about this school is that everyone is involved, no matter what. Emily said she believes OSB can help Oklahoma youth with a vision disability grow into independent and well-rounded adults. I like this school, not even with just the school aspect, but with the life aspect as well. Teaches you how to live life independently, she said. This school helps with all of that and teaches your child to be successful and not to be scared. Oklahoma School for the Deaf. Building communication skills empowers OSD students for life. Oklahoma School for the Deaf staff helps students who are deaf and hard of hearing build a strong foundation for their lives by developing their communication skills and giving them confidence to advocate for themselves. Staff and students communicate with each other using both American Sign Language and English. Maximized bilingual development is the goal for each student. Many students utilize cochlear implants or hearing aids. For these students, spoken English is also a developmental focus. Students who attend OSD must meet all state graduation requirements. All classes are taught in consideration of each student's unique communication and educational needs. Students receive full educational and social experiences. They perform in school programs and dramas. They have prom and homecoming events for all sports. They compete with other schools on sports teams, leadership programs, and academic teams. OSD is a four-day-a-week program. Those who live close to campus commute back and forth to school. Students from greater distances live at the school free of charge and go home for three-day weekends, summers, and holidays. OSD serves Oklahoma students from preschool to 12th grade. OSD by the numbers. 100% graduation rate for 2022-2023 school year. 118 students enrolled, day and residential, 10 students with multiple disabilities. 1-4 OSD teacher to student ratio. 1-4 direct care specialist to student ratio. 621 total youth taking part in schools, programs, external services, and camps. 452,934 total number of people taking part in online ASL classes. Page 19. Building Lives, Building Workforce. Inspired, OSD staff give student affirmation and support. Shekayla Simmons was born deaf, but the Oklahoma School for the Deaf has given her the freedom to live her life out loud. Simmons, who is 18 and from Lawton, is a senior at OSD and has attended the school since first being exposed to deaf education through satellite classes at the Jane Brooks School on the campus of the University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma in Chickasha. I wanted to experience what a deaf school was like, Shekayla said. Communication here at OSD was so much easier for me. I was able to communicate with everyone. Her disability could have sidelined her in public schools, but at OSD, she is fully engaged in her education and school activities. "I am involved in a lot of things," she said. "There are activities I can do here that I would not have been able to do in public schools. OSD has given me the opportunity to be in a lot of clubs. I have had a lot of experiences that I would not have been able to do in public schools." Shakayla plays volleyball, basketball, and runs track. She serves as the reporter for Junior National Association of the Deaf Club, is the secretary for student government, and a member of the Performing Arts Club. Last fall, she was the captain of the cheer team. Shakayla's activities, including the sporting events, has meant she has traveled often, meeting new people. She said she is inspired by OSD teachers and staff, especially Angie Shelby, a coach and physical education teacher. "She, Shelby, is always encouraging me to think positive and be positive," Shakayla said. The school staff has taught and encouraged her to be an advocate for herself. OSD will support you no matter what, she said, adding that parents of children with a hearing disability should consider the school so their children can become fully immersed in their school experience and build a solid foundation for their future. "The school has inspired me," Shakayla said. "I have had a great education, and I can communicate with everyone. The best part is hanging out with my friends, and I learn something new every day." She plans to attend college after graduation to become a counselor. Page 20. Disability Determination. DDS staff works together to make critical determinations. Decisions on whether Oklahomans are medically eligible for Social Security disability benefits are crucial for people looking to build a secure foundation for their lives. Staff at DRS's Disability Determination Services understand those needs and place a priority on quickly processing cases as well as delivering accurate decisions. DDS processes applications made to the Social Security Administration for Social Security Disability Insurance and Supplemental Security Income. For each disability claim, a team of paraprofessionals, disability specialists, and medical psychological consultants review each applicant's medical and work history. The team determines whether applicants meet federal medical eligibility criteria for disability or blindness. DDS's claim processing time averages 122 days. During federal fiscal year 2023, DDS was on track to meet their budgeted workload, processing 93.3% of their allotted cases as of September 5th. DDS has also placed a priority on saving taxpayers' money by investigating fraudulent claims. The Cooperative Disability Investigations Unit investigates individual disability claims and identifies third parties to prevent fraud at SSA's SSDI and SSI disability programs and related federal and state programs. DDS budget is federally funded. DDS by the numbers. 55,489. Disability cases completed. 51,759. Budgeted case workload for FFY 2023. 97.7% accuracy rates on cases. 122.8 average processing time days after receipt of cases. Numbers based on federal fiscal year estimates as of September 5, 2023. Empowering Oklahomans with Disabilities. Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services, www.okdrs.gov. DRS publication number 24-01. Date, February 2024. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Commission for Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations and printed by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services at a cost of $1,300. $396.45 for 600 copies. This publication is available on the DRS website. DRS offices may request copies via IDRS. For additional copies, contact Kathy Martin by email at cmartin@okdrs.gov or by phone at area code 405-951-3478.